Hello, lovely humans. I'm Wyo Lee, and you are listening to X Stories, a podcast designed to discuss desire and connection so we may all make the most of our time here on this planet in the ways that are meaningful to us. And I'm here today to talk to you about my March Madness. No, it did not include going down on anyone watching basketball games, but hopefully next year, maybe. We'll see. We'll see. That is a bucket list item. We'll see. Opportunity is the key to my bucket list cross-offs. I have been going nonstop since last month's update, so I didn't even look to see what I did or didn't cross off. It was such a fun month. It's also my third month in a row doing fun things for myself, like for the first time in like 6 years since I started this podcast, because this podcast has basically taken up all of my fun or prosperity time, depending on the language you want to use. So I will give you a quick overview of what I've been up to. If you want details, those are on Patreon. I'm very excited to tell you what I'm getting into this month and give you details. And then there are some listener questions and some questions for you about dating at the very end. So, my recap. March. We have recorded so many amazing sex stories. I cannot wait to share them with you. I love intensity. I love like having people back to back. I think I did find my limit for the first time in March. So, okay, maybe I don't need to do like two or three episodes. I mean, what I still paid attention to everyone very, very well. But I'm looking for more consistency in my life. So I got to discover that. I went to Kinkfest in Portland. It was incredible. I was nervous to go to a big, I was like, am I going to get overstimulated? What will it be like? I got to see Midori teach in person. If you don't know who Midori is, she is an educator. She's so hot. She's a dominant, hot dom. She's just very hot. And I got to be in a rope class that she taught, like a speed and flow class. And I was tying with a partner. I wasn't expecting to be the one tying, but I got to use my single and double column skills. And I also did her class on interrogation. And now I'm like, I want all the uniform role plays, and yeah, super, super fun. So many other great educators who I didn't, you know, some I did know, some I didn't know. It was so fun to see them in person. I got to see Luna Matatas, former guest on the pod, and went to her pegging workshop. It was really, really fun. I didn't even show people this. I now have harnesses that dildos can go in for fucking, and I got a shoe harness as well, so I am ready to peg. I'm very prepared to peg. And I also got to have a lot of sex last month. I got to have sex with people with similar neurotypes. I got to explore different kinds of play. I got to explore energetic connections. There were neck and hand touches in some cranial sacral ways that I don't really know about, but it was fun to explore. I have experiences this month with lovers who wooed me with snacks and nurturing and playing with my money kink and eye contact, and I had my first experience with a single tail and a cat of nine tails, and I also had an experience with a really irresistible invitation from a top that led to that experience. I also experienced some exquisite nipple play and, you might say, torture. I got to feel connected to various partners. I got to have some yummy, yummy, cozy aftercare, and just really cool different experiences, feeling held physically, energetically, also including working with a trainer. I am now working with a health coach / trainer. Highly recommend him. Hit me up if you want his info and I'll share more details about him later. I also experienced, I constantly experience voyeurism with my camera, right? For work, I'm a professional voyeur for both still and moving images. I love that. I think that is my, it's really using like two of my greatest skills combined. But I also had the experience at Kinkfest and a couple other spaces where cameras were not allowed, phones are not allowed. It is so interesting to watch myself and kind of feel these impulses of like wanting to capture because the shapes are so beautiful and hot to me, and I want to be able to reflect to people what I see in them. That is the joy behind my photo and video work, right? It's like capturing the energy, sharing that with people. You know, especially if they are then using it to help make themselves money, like it's a win-win-win-win-win situation. But it's also really cool to do nothing but sit and deeply watch. And so I am noodling on more ways to create all these experiences for myself. I also had a really, really hot synchronicity with a lover from a long time ago who continues to cycle back in these very hot and surprising ways. I also attended an MS, that's a master-slave DS dynamic class by Mr. Blue and Mrs. Blue Frost at Kinkfest, and that was like another highlight for me personally because I was like, she hasn't been thinking about getting a new dominant. Yes, maybe playing with tops, but ooh, ooh, ooh. So that was very influential, and I am just newly obsessed with them as educators, and I'm excited to dive into knowing more about them. I also got some fantastic new toys from Kinkfest, and I have discovered I am apparently a baby dragon, and I don't exactly know what that means. I just know that I have a beautiful tail, and I kind of want to wear it everywhere, and I never thought I would be a person that's like, yes, I'd like to wear this leather harness and gorgeous leather dragon tail. Let's see, can I show you it? It's hanging right there. I love it so much. It's so satisfying when I walk. It hits perfectly. With walking in a straight line, the center of each calf. I don't know if it's designed to do that. It also encourages me, you know, I tighten the straps pretty tight, but I then loosen them to make them the right type, but it encourages me to have good posture and encourages me to like just walk, I guess, in straight lines. Well, I can walk crooked. It just doesn't hit my calves as satisfyingly. It is like receiving light warm-up impact on my own calves. I'm giving it to myself and also giving myself exercise. And also it's just fucking beautiful. I saw it on the first day on Friday when I got there and I was like, oh, no, 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 no. And then a series of events led me to not exactly an impulse purchase on Sunday, but once they were like, do you want to try it on? I was like, oh no, it's not going to come off if I do that. Okay. So details about all of my Kinkfest adventures and so much more are on patreon.com/yolee. I did record it very fresh on April 1st, kind of sleep deprived, like just got off the plane, not just got off the plane, but pretty freshly just off the plane. And for the price of a latte in Los Angeles, you can support this podcast and my work as an independent creator while hearing all my delicious details from this month and past months. Which is especially meaningful as we seem to be struggling increasingly with censorship. And also, if you are ever curious to see more of my very personal explorations, OnlyFans.com/YOLEE has plenty for you to explore, and it is about to get even more interesting in the coming months. Ooh, pun intended. This month, next month, it's gonna get even better. Details are coming in just a minute. And if you would like to offer very meaningful, no-cost support to this podcast, to my work, our numbers have continued to nosedive since we changed our name to X Stories and are still in the process of safe for workifying our older descriptions to reflect the actual nerdy tone of this podcast so they don't think I'm some sort of like salacious person being like, oh, I'm here to turn you on. I do understand that has the effect sometimes, but you hear my tone of voice, right? I'm just a nerd collecting sex story details so we can all practice our communication. So, if you appreciate these sex stories and have not yet taken the time to give it a rating, I would love it if you could take a few seconds right now to pause and go hit 5 stars wherever you're listening, especially on Spotify, where it seems like we were perhaps targeted by a group of trolls that took our ratings last year from a 4.9 to a 2.9 in a matter of months. So doing some math, we will need a couple thousand new reviews at 5 stars to help get our stars back up to a level that I hope will help people find the podcast when they type it into Spotify's search. We are currently shadow banned, and I'm hearing from so many of you that you think I quit the podcast or that you can't find us. You can always find a direct link to Spotify on sexstoriespodcast.com, and it would mean a lot if you helped me get unshadow banned there. Even if Spotify is not your normal listening platform. So all you have to do is listen to at least 1 minute of X Stories on Spotify. And remember, if you can't find it in the search because we are hidden, you can type in Yolee, W-Y-O-H-L-E-E, or visit sexstoriespodcast.com, and there is a direct link to all the listening platforms there. And remember, you can help me spread these conversations by sharing directly with friends as well as rating and reviewing on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts that allows ratings and reviews. But especially Spotify. No reviews on Spotify, just a rating. It's so easy. And my birthday is April 30th, the last day of this month. So if you would like to give me a present, rating X Stories on Spotify and or reviewing us on Apple Podcasts and or wherever else you get your podcast is the type of perfect gift that I would love. And also super duper bonus happy for me if you would like to leave me a voice memo story share at yolee.com/share. You can record a voice memo that I can play on pod up to 5 minutes. So thank you. I appreciate your time and energy, and I love feeling appreciated in return. It is I'm really discovering a lot about my nurturing and appreciation kinks that go both ways, right? And more excitingly, for my birthday, I am giving myself the gift of prioritizing getting laid. I am giving myself the gift of exploration, collaboration, and play with other professional creators who love their work, and in my perfect world, this also results in a year's worth of episodes and sexplorations and finishing my playing card deck that also has curious questions for connection on every single card. So that, you know, maybe you're just playing a game of cards, maybe it gets spicy, I don't know. So that I can then spend the rest of my year focusing on my freelance creative sessions that fund this podcast and pay my actual bills, and I can focus on polishing the writing that I have been doing in the background and dying to share with you all, but everything is stuck in post-production. And I thought maybe I could even, I don't know, go back to having a personal life that includes dating, maybe even finding the ride-or-die producing partner of my dreams and or a new dominant. That master-slave class really heavily influenced me, and I'm really reflecting on where I put my energy, and is that energy creating an exchange that boosts everyone involved up, or is it creating a drain? That's what I'm paying attention to. So, the idea of 52 days of fucking, 52 days of fornication, 52 days of getting laid, 52 days of play, my hot girl spring into summer, starting on my birthday, April 30th, culminating on Friday, June 21st, with a creative play party. Mark your calendars if you are in Los Angeles. This idea has only grown since I kind of mentioned it. I was kind of joking last month when I was like, oh, maybe I'll do it. Should I do it 10 times as much? But I have gotten increasingly excited, and I really, really do love the idea of 52 first dates. And each one in my perfect world includes a podcast recording, a photo shoot that embodies one of the playing cards. So Kimberly and I are each going to be a joker. And then that photo shoot can, ideally I'm working with all content creators who are happy to be naked, so photo shoot into a striptease if you please kind of element. So we go from G rating all the way to XXX if we want to get kinky, maybe we will. And then part three, an on-camera sensation play exploration, the deepest version of sex stories yet that I have really been too shy to admit that that is what I've been wanting to do for quite a while, where I explore my partner and or they explore me, including a negotiation, ongoing communication during the play exploration, and then a recap afterwards. What did we love? What would we do differently? What would we put into the porno version? And then will we go back and shoot the porno? I don't know. Not in one day, probably, but maybe in the future. Maybe for collaboration 2.0. Or maybe it inspires someone else's porno and I'm just behind the camera and casting people. I don't know. We'll see how it unfolds. And maybe the end of the date, after we explore each other, includes crossing off a bucket list item. I don't know. We'll see what we have time for. Obviously, if it's like blowjob in the hot air balloon, which is one of mine, that probably won't necessarily be on the same day, but I'm open to all of it unfolding. My commitment to myself is that it's easy. If I don't get a partner every single day, that's okay. I was just gifted a fucking machine, so I've got to back up. Also, I believe May is masturbation month for a lot of people. I masturbate all the time, kind of constantly. One way or the other, it's going to be 52 days of fucking and fun. So I'm very excited. My lawyer has advised me that it is best if I work with other established adult creators for the safety of everyone involved. So if there is a Los Angeles-based adult performer whose work you love, especially because they love sex, like they love touches, they love the physical aspect, they love the play aspect, if you know someone who you think it would be fun to see me collaborate with, whose stories you want to get to know, please email us at sexstoriespodcast@gmail.com so Kimberly and I can send them an invitation. And if you are not a professional creator, but you want to follow along, real-time behind-the-scenes updates are going to be happening on Patreon and OnlyFans, and I would fucking love it if you joined me for this ride. Patreon is the noodle-forward space, so that is lots of talking, kind of like this, without any explicit nakedness unless you are looking at my photo galleries. OnlyFans is the mixture of my favorite naked photos along with my masturbation explorations, which sometimes do have me talking at this level because I love to describe and explore and noodle about the sensations out loud as they're happening. And then oftentimes I get so turned on I can't think straight and the words just stop and I might get distracted by an orgasm here and there. And also, all of September's 30 days of edging are up there on OnlyFans.com/Wiley. So my goal for this exploration time is to get at least 969 paid members on each platform so that we can keep this podcast going, so that I can hire more people to help me understand the social aspects of censorship that my neurodivergent brain seems to stumble on. I mean, it doesn't make sense. That's not a me problem. Society doesn't make sense, but there are a lot of people out there doing a good job kind of like making it all work. So until I can finish interviewing everybody in the whole wide world who agrees, so that I kind of understand the societal norms and shame, I need help. And if we get 1,969 subscribers on both Patreon and OnlyFans by June 21st, we will then go up to two full public episodes each week. And if we don't hit our goals, we'll scale back and there will be one episode of X Stories released publicly every other week. And then when we're done with our whatever we've recorded by June 21st, we'll go from there. We'll see where we are. I would love it. I would fucking love it if you would join me to be my muse, to be in conversation with me during these 52 days of fucking placeploration. I don't know how it will unfold. I'm extremely curious. I'm extremely excited. I'm extremely committed to letting it be fun and enjoyable, and I would love to have you along for the ride. I love hearing back from those of you who actually talk to me and have conversations. I have some of my favorite pen pals, especially the people who are too shy to maybe share a story publicly but want to share with me. I love, love, love my slutty pen pals on OnlyFans. You send the hottest stories that inspire me, and I would love to hear from more of you and be inspired during this time because I am figuring it out as I go along, right? I think the thing that I want to practice more than anything is not perfection, is not being a finished product. I think that's the thing I'm proudest of, and also that is most uncomfortable in my experience with sex stories, now X stories so far, is just changing in a very kind of open way, but allowing stuff to just shift because I think really prioritizing our own needs is not normalized in the way that I would like. Or at least I get some flack sometimes when I'm like, here are my needs. And they're like, pfft. Earplug, you need earplugs now. Actually, no one's yelled at me for that one yet. But you know what I'm talking about. This world loves to judge each other. And I think that by going into scenarios of deep unknown and just being willing to see what happens is super fun for me and terribly exciting, terribly thrilling, which has both like excitement and fear mixed into it in a very yummy way. And I am realizing more and more that what feeds me about this work through the podcast and all things sexy, I'm the happiest when I'm with people in person and in conversation, right? Aside from fucking, that's not work. I mean, it can be. In this case, I guess it will be if we're putting things on camera, and fucking is my favorite. But the whole point of me starting to explore sex work is so that I just didn't get totally distracted by fucking, because, we all have to eat food. And if you are not yet an established adult creator, but you would like to play Splore with me, maybe next time, if we do it next time. This year, you can hire me as a photo dom to help you make your own slutty content. So I work as a photo dom. I mean, just content creator. I'm a photographer. I'm a videographer. A lot of my content clients who are new to erotic photo and video, maybe they don't know if they want to do an OnlyFans. Maybe they're just starting out by doing boudoir and/or erotic nudes for their own private purposes. Maybe they're making them for a partner just to test the waters. Maybe they just want to see how they look and then decide if they want to turn it into an OnlyFans. And so I've had a lot of clients who, when they feel good about what they want to do, we then go back and part 2.0, we batch shoot a fuck ton of stuff so they can launch their channel. And that is my favorite. I love intensity. I love having clear, focused goals and just co-creating. I'm starting to think of all relationships of any size, right? Not just big romantic relationships, not just a primary partner, not just your nesting person, not your true love for the rest of it. The person who we make eye contact with in the grocery store. That's a little relationship. I think every relationship is a co-creation ship. And if the other person is not co-creating, I am now like, bop, like that's my filtration method. That's probably the biggest thing that came out of March. I'm like, all right, let's make relationships co-creation ships. And if we are not getting the co-creation we want, maybe we have a conversation about it. And if we can shift into something that's mutually delicious, great. And if not, maybe that's a signal that I want to go co-create with someone else. So that has also been just like up-leveling my experiences, and I'm excited to kind of noodle more on that. And if you do want to work with me privately, I will be accepting new one-on-one clients starting in July. In the meantime, if you know a sex-loving adult creator who you think would love to spend a delightful afternoon with me between April 30th and June 21st, please let us know. Lovers, this episode is sponsored by Blue Chew. We all know that the foundation to an awesome sex life is excellent mental and physical health, but if proper rest, exercise, and a healthy lifestyle aren't leading to the blood flow you'd like when and where you'd like it, check out BlueChew.com. Blue Chew is a unique online service that delivers the same active ingredients as Viagra, Cialis, and Levitra, but in chewable tablets at a fraction of the cost. You can take them anytime, day or night, so you can plan ahead or be ready whenever the opportunity arises. And the process is simple. Sign up at BlueChew.com, consult with one of their licensed medical providers, and once you are approved, you'll receive your prescription within days. The best part, it's all done online, so no visits to the doctor's office, no dealing with awkward physicians who aren't trained to talk about sex lives, plus no waiting in line at the pharmacy. Blue Chew's tablets are made in the USA and prepared and shipped direct to your door in a discreet pack. They always say first impressions are important, but what about lasting impressions? Lovers, I do believe that we can always make loving, lasting impressions by connecting and being present and chasing our pleasure and our partner's pleasure. And if your priority is making a deep, deep impression between two beautiful, enthusiastic thighs or cheeks in the name of partnered pleasure, I get it. I've worn a strap-on now. I, too, love having a hard cock. Blue Chew and I want you to have better sex. Discover your options at BlueChew.com. Chew it and do it. And we've got a special deal for our listeners. Try Blue Chew free when you use our promo code LOVER at checkout. You just pay $5 for shipping. That is BlueChew.com, promo code LOVER to receive your first month free. Visit BlueChew.com for more details and important safety information. And thank you to Blue Chew for sponsoring the podcast. As I said before, I'm not doing bucket list wishes this month because I'm really taking this month to prepare for 52 Days of Fucking, which includes finally organizing my bucket list, which is like 500 or 600 pieces long. I haven't deleted all the redundancies yet, so we will see. Because I took a bunch of lists and I've just been going through them being like, done it, yes, no, really want to do it, no. And I'm trying to figure out again how to weight the ratings. Do I need two rating scales? Do I need a rating scale for when I already did or when I haven't done and want to do? And like, how do I differentiate between like, this one's a 3 because I just did it and I really like it. This one's a 3 because like, I would need a partner to get really excited about it. I'm figuring all of that out. But my goal for April, I guess I just have one bucket list goal, which is to prepare my brain, my house, my companions, my mind, my body for 52 days of play. So I am having, Kimberly is helping me clean out my house this week. Then I have a friend coming over to help me put some shelves up, do these things that I have been like wanting to do for a long, 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 long time. But every time I've attempted to prioritize myself, either a job I couldn't say no to, because as a freelancer, it's irresistible when people offer you large sums for fun things, especially because you never know where jobs are coming from. And then the other times I have gotten sick. So I am also prioritizing my health. As I enter 35, I reflect on the last 5 years when I started actually working out my body more consistently during COVID. My life changed because now I can fuck as long as I need to. And I mean in the active position, not just receiving. Like, yes, I used to have hours-long sessions with my first dominant, but I was not the one that was like riding most of the time. I would, but oh my god, my stamina has increased. And that is, for me, the most compelling reason, along with staying healthy so that I can actually like do the creations, to work on my body. And I actually have started working with a new health coach and trainer, someone who has been a friend for several years and is a former photography client of mine from just the days of headshots, right? So pre-sex, maybe, I guess there was a little bit of overlap for a while, but he is doing complimentary discovery sessions now until April 30th. So it's a 30-minute consult or a 60-minute training. Oh, it's 30-minute consult plus 60-minute training. Ooh, he's fantastic. Some of the things that he can help you with are body sculpting, nutrition and meal plans, programming / recovery, sleep hygiene, stress management, goals, strategy, lifestyle in general. We're doing sessions long distance, so it doesn't really matter where you are. Any location is good, any ability is good, any equipment you have is great. He does mobility assessments and goes over movement fundamentals. So I'm having a fantastic time. We're about a month into working together, and it's just been so, so helpful having someone help me stay focused on my current targets. But, you know, and I'm able to bring in all the life stuff that I'm doing, all the sexy life stuff that I'm doing, along with my like physical and nutrition goals, right? So he's helping me fit movement into my life. Especially the last 2 months, I have been literally all over the place, like a human tornado, kind of like whirling around different cities between airports and road trips and all of these things for work and for play. And I would highly recommend him for anyone whose work is a lot of like output and holding space for others, right? Especially sex workers, especially freelance anyone's. Like, if you do not have the type of like space where you can just go and set yourself down and just have someone kind of strategize with you, I'm finding it so nourishing and helpful. And it's cool because he can hang with the fullness of all of my sexy stuff, all of my creative stuff. He himself is a brilliant creative human and also is just like next level. Like, it's the first time I've been like, oh my God, this person's more optimized than me. Oh my God, oh my God. And it's very exciting, right? I've also never thought about working on my body specifically. I've just been like kind of doing the bare minimum and then like getting excited when I can fuck longer. So it feels like a whole new era of excitement. I also recommend him for any dudes who are looking for a dude you can drop in deep with, right? Like, he is someone where there is just opportunity for clear, honest conversation that is really full of deep listening, space holding, and wisdom. So he's fantastic. Reach out to me via email or through my website if you would like his info, and I will happily pass that along. All right, we have a few listener questions. This one is from P. I got this via Instagram. It is much easier for me to receive questions via email. I miss a lot of Instagram things. I find Instagram difficult to look at. I get so many responses and some of the attack back hearts. I don't know why this come through as messages. I don't know. Every time I post, it's kind of an inundation, so I'm figuring out how to balance that. I think if I'm home for 52 days, I'll do a better job. But P wants to know, so in some episodes you mentioned a masturbation challenge or experiment. I can't remember which it was, and I was wondering if you ever made an episode on it, and if so, can you remember the name? Just curious about the whole outcome. So I think we are talking about my masturbation meditation exploration of edging, 30 days of edging last September. I touched myself every day. The goal was to do 6 to 9 minutes. I have an overwhelm pattern slash when I get turned on and curious, sometimes things stretch into 12 minutes, 20 minutes. I don't know. There were a bunch of longer masturbations. Those are all on OnlyFans.com/Wyoli, audio and video together. On Patreon, I have been releasing the audio of those masturbations. A bunch are out. I think it's April, so maybe they're mostly all posted by now. We were doing one a week since September ended. That's math. So I am the full report is there. If you want to just see the full thing on Patreon, I gave updates as we went. And I guess recap now, fucking fun, highly recommend, would absolutely do it again. And I've gotten a lot of feedback from my lovers who have watched, and not just love, I mean, I'm using lovers in the general sense here. You're all my lovers, even if we haven't made love. We are making love together right now by spreading ripples of love, right? So I hear back from people who have watched and witnessed those masturbations, and I hear a lot of even penis owners telling me that it encouraged and inspired them to slow down, touch ourselves in different ways, with different toys, different methods, different times of day, different sensations, different speeds. And for me, it was just a really, really, really fun, interesting way to get to know my own body. It's another reason I'm interested in doing 52 days of play. And yes, a lot of people who I've told the idea to are like, it's kind of a lot though. And I'm like, well, if I can masturbate every day for like 15 to 20 minutes, 1 month in a row, maybe I can do 1 2/3 months, 3 hours a day with a friend. And maybe not, we'll see. But I'm really, really excited and I love experiments like that. I love the back-to-back, the lining up of everything. And if any of you are planning on doing Masturbation May, I do recommend you edge yourself and see what happens because I masturbate pretty much every day unless I'm exhausted by traveling. So actually, I masturbated less in March than I have in a while. Also, just due to logistics and like, you know, if I'm sharing a bedroom or something, it's a little trickier for me. I gotta have some private space to do private things unless I'm in a giant dungeon at Kinkfest and I know that I'm allowed to be public about those things. Although I didn't masturbate there, I was only playing with partners, and I didn't see anyone masturbating there, now that I think of it. Did I even read a rule on it? Would that be considered creepy? And I wonder if it would be the same answer if someone is a penis owner versus a pussy owner. Maybe I wasn't paying close enough attention to watch for solo masturbators. Well, I'm gonna have to go to more festivals and conventions and just watch how people are fucking. Oh, my little voyeur brain is so excited, but so overstimulated. And also, you know, there's the whole dance of like, can we watch? Are we allowed to watch? This is a space where you're not supposed to ask to watch. Or no, you do ask. No, no, no. Different people. Everyone has different opinions. You know, I think I could make a great dungeon monitor in the future. So that's probably in my future. So yeah, 30 days, September's Edge. What did I call it? Masturbation, meditation, exploration of edging. Very fun. Very hot. The literal details are on OnlyFans. The audio details are on Patreon, along with some recap details. And if you have any specific questions about it, or if you're considering your own version of the experiment, I would love to hear that. Okay, another question, this time from C. Hey, Wyo, I'm discovering that I have quite a subby side, and I would like for my wife to peg me and be a bit more dominant with me. It is something we've talked about before, but I obviously don't want to pressure her or anything. Do you have any suggestions or thoughts about how I could approach this topic with her? Thank you for listening. You can call me C. And C is a non-binary person. So, okay, I asked C a few questions. I was like, well, it sounds like you guys do have an open dialogue. It sounds like maybe there's some concern on your part, which makes me wonder about either her receptivity or your mutual comfort levels in that dialogue. And so then I was like, if I were in her shoes, I would want to ask this question to open up the convo, but it sounds like maybe there's something holding you back. And without knowing more about your personalities or concerns, it's hard for me to say. I would start by learning with her and sharing your fantasies in the ways that feel like the right amount for you both. That's the stuff that I know is so, for me, tricky and nuanced. And then working your way up from there. I know I've recommended this recently, but I'll just do it again. I really think the book Sex Talks by Vanessa and Xander Marin is definitely written. It's written for straight couples. However, I think a lot of the scripts that they have are very, very helpful for anyone who has the experience of like, oh, fuck, I don't know how to start talking about this with my partner. And I did think they had a lot of helpful frameworks. So if any of you out there have read or listened to that book, I would love to hear what you thought, especially if you implemented it into your relationship. And so I did get one more response from C that said, we're pretty open when we talk about sex. However, we both deal with some body issues. So I know that she feels uncomfortable sometimes about the way she looks, and that relates to us being intimate. And I feel I can't help her, even though I tell her how beautiful and sexy she is, but I don't want to make her uncomfortable or be pushy. On my side, what makes me a bit kind of not talk about it is the fact that I figured out that I was non-binary, leaning on the femme side, after we got married. And although she has been incredibly supportive, I'm afraid that if I tell her I want a more submissive role and I want to be pegged and fucked with a strap on, she would think that I'm not as masculine as she thought I was when we met and would stop seeing me sexy in a kinky way. Well, that makes a lot of sense. And thank you, C, for sharing, you know, these really vulnerable pieces of your relationship. And I just want to reflect back to you that, you know, we are all in relationships where hopefully we're all growing, right? I think the number one thing I hear from partners who are like wanting to connect and wanting to talk to each other, but also have this feeling that they just can't, is really related to what you said, right? There is some fear about being so different from where you were a month ago, a year ago, whenever, from whatever other time, that maybe that partner will reject you for it. And that is a totally understandable fear, especially when a life is wrapped up in another life, right? And I think this is where we have to decide our own values and see how we can support ourselves and each other in opening up to the things that we want, right? I have gotten so many messages from people who, after listening to Sex Stories, were able to open up to their partner about a desire, right? Whether they're like, hey, babe, I had this dream about this. What do you think? Or like, oh, I was listening to this podcast and I heard this other person was into this, you know, just to see how it lands. A lot of people take it outside of themselves for the first exploration. In this case, it does sound like you are both on your own sides dealing with your own squiggly parts. I have squiggly parts too. We all have squiggly parts. That can be tricky, but the good part is that you have open dialogue. I wonder if it would be possible for you to share this fear with your partner. I wonder if it might need to be shared first with a kink-friendly therapist. I wonder if perhaps your partner, I mean, is your partner even interested in working on their relationship with their body? I have experienced many instances in partnerships where we're going to the point of like taking clothes off. And suddenly I find that my partner of whatever gender is comparing their body to mine in real time in a way that makes them shy and they maybe don't want to take off their clothes, or their own fear comes up, so they want to verbally express their discomfort with their own body, whether it's name-calling themselves, which I have a rule. I have a new rule that I really, really like that really annoys certain people and has, you know, bothered some of my friends. But I'm like, I do not allow anyone to insult my friends in my presence, including my friend themselves. I know that there's this idea that, like, self-deprecating humor is, like, so funny. I find it harmful. Obviously, there are different levels, right? Like, I thought actually Midori did a really, really great job of, like, poking fun at herself, not taking herself too seriously. You know, she'd be like, I have the movie taste of a 15-year-old boy. There's nothing inherently bad about that, but she was poking fun at herself. That's fine with me. When my partner, who I'm about to fuck, calls themselves fat, I don't know how to handle it. I get sad. I don't know what to do. And it's not my job to make them feel better. And in fact, I have learned from years and years of trying to control people, trying to control the outcome, trying to change the way, trying to heal a partner. Not my job. I'm not a therapist. I do sometimes professionally hold space for people. I prefer to do it behind the camera or in a very specific container where we have stuff set up if there's going to be physical involvement. If I'm doing on-camera collaborations with people where we're fucking, there's been a reason that I did one partnered exploration on OnlyFans and then took a year and a half to figure out what I actually wanted to invite people to do, right? I can't control how other people feel about themselves. That's probably the biggest epiphany that I've had in 2024. Like, it's dropping in deeply. I knew it, right? We know these things consciously in our minds, but finding a way to support your partner in growing in ways that they want to grow can lead to a situation where then they have enough bandwidth to perhaps support you back. I have, however, also received a handful of emails from people who listened to the podcast and approached their partner with a desire, with a need, with a want, and it ended up in the relationship ending, sometimes in divorce. Every relationship is the responsibility of the two people in the relationship. And my question to you is, do you want to be in a relationship where you can support each other fully in these ways? It may be difficult. It sounds like you're very committed to each other. It sounds like this relationship has space for you to grow and change. It sounds like this partner is already growing and changing with you. And it sounds like maybe there's room for you to be as subby as you want to be. I don't know. And maybe you won't know. And so it comes down to then, because I have also gotten messages from people that were like, I want to do this thing. I really want to do this thing. I want to do it. I want to ask my partner. I can't ask my partner. I don't know. And then after back and forths or after a couple of sessions together, they are able to identify they don't actually need that from their partner. It's something they want to keep to themselves. It's something they want to keep in fantasy. You know, they just want to read about it. They just want to watch porn about it. They don't necessarily want or need the physical experience because the fear of losing something, the fear of losing what they have right now, even though they are not able to fully express themselves, is greater than the potential reward. So that's the balance that you have to play. And if you can be happy just receiving what your partner is definitely comfortable with, great. But I will point out that for the next however long you're alive, it sounds like you're committed to this person. It sounds like you love them very much. So I personally am team take a risk and let's see what sort of pleasure and connection can be born out of daring to share your deepest desires, you know? Baby steps too, right? And being willing to receive a no, being willing to receive a I'm not ready for that, being willing to receive a I hear that's hot for you, I'm unpacking that, all sorts of different things. It's totally scary, but I am team talk about it. I'm so team talk about it and maybe write a letter, maybe write notes to yourself, figure out what you want to say first, figure out what is most important to you about it. I don't know if this is a situation in which you might be able to get your needs met elsewhere or if that's even part of your desires. It is okay to be monogamous. I am not. It's okay to be non-monogamous. I just prefer relationships of honesty. I was talking to one of my friends recently who was like, I don't really like being poly. I don't know. I mean, like, yes, I want an open relationship, but I don't really like the labels non-monogamy or polyamory. And I was like, well, does it help if you just think of it in the frame of honest relationship? What if we were just in relationships that were honest? And it does not mean you have to be fully honest, fully open all at once. Again, that's a lesson I am learning over and over. I am learning how to drip feed into nervous systems the right amount, I'm doing air quotes, for the person at that time. And there is no guarantee that we will get it right. There is no such thing as getting it right. I know everyone has these perfectionist things that I don't really get. I'm like, I'm a human. My therapist this week was like, well, it doesn't sound like you're judging yourself. And I'm like, well, I mean, I'm a person, but I'm uncomfortable here in this situation. And we can't control someone else's comfort level, no matter how much we think we might be able to. Maybe you can. Maybe you out there are master expert pretzlers that are so ninja-like at reading human expressions that you can totally pretzel into never, ever, 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 ever making someone else uncomfortable if you can. That sounds like a lot of work, and it sounds tricky in its own way, and I'm a little bit jealous in certain ways because I wish I had a little more of that, and I'm getting better and practicing. But I really, really wonder if there is just a way to explore what supporting each other in your own growth might look like right now, and letting that be the larger conversation. Open to hearing other thoughts, open to hearing your response, open to hearing anyone else who has been in a similar situation and either, you know, had an outcome that was meaningful to them in any direction. Okay, our last listener email of the moment. The subject, unfortunate sex ed experiences. Dear Wyo, I was listening to your latest podcast episode, and it triggered a few memories about my sex ed experience going to a Catholic school in Indiana. I was in fourth grade, and we were learning about, dun-dun-dun, organisms. My inquisitive self raised my hand and loudly asked, what's the difference between an organism and an orgasm? The room went silent, the teacher blushed, and told me to ask my parents. Your conversation with Laura Ramade of Girls on Porn, love her, made me realize the whole situation could have been avoided if we just talked about sex in an honest and mature way. Just a year later, the parish priest was teaching the sex ed class. The irony of a celibate religious leader teaching about sex is painful. Decried masturbation, telling us that it was self-abuse. Dang, that is the theme of the month. I also had my first play partner who, while I was like rubbing up and down on him and like, you know, playing with him a little bit, and I was like, show me how you touch yourself. He was like, well, I don't. And now I'm receiving messages from people who have these influences. And he was just like, oh no, it's just so much shame that I never could. So wow, it's funny how these synchronicities always come together. May we all come together. So he decried masturbation, telling us it was self-abuse. Furthermore, he pressured us to discuss it during confession. Ew, ooh, that makes me feel squiggly inside in a bad, bad, bad way, which really fucked me up. Also, premarital sex was somehow a form of abuse against your future spouse. Whoa, that's some heavy shit. Needless to say, I am now a recovering Catholic, technically Episcopalian, but in reality, closer to UU. I don't know enough about organized religion to know what that stands for. Universal something, maybe? I don't know. Thanks for hosting the show and trying to make the world a sex-positive and safer place. Keep doing the Lord's work. Ah, sincerely, Pete. I don't love that. I love that message. I love receiving good messages from you with these details and reflections. And I continue to be shocked and appalled by the level of long-term harm caused by groups of people that I thought were supposed to be about love. Like, for God so loved the world that he gave his only son. He loves us, if you buy into that, right? In my mind, creation is here. We exist. And as my number one celebrity crush, Andrew Huberman, says, I was not consulted at the design phase. I don't know. I don't have the answers. I do believe in larger things. I believe in love. I believe in service. I believe in treating ourselves well. I believe that we cannot control anything, no matter how we are. The part about religion that I really don't understand is there seems to be these basic principles and tenets of like, we are imperfect. We are sinners. There's no way. We're not God. We might have little bits of God in us, depending on what you believe. But we are human, and therefore, by definition, like, imperfect, we will fall. We ate some apples, some snakes influence us in some sneaky ways. My brain does such weird, funny things. Such weird, funny things. Like, I'm like, ooh, do you think there's a snake dildo out there? That's a slink. No, there's gotta be. Well, I wonder if there's a slink that looks like a snake. Like, that all flashed through my head when I got distracted. That's when I do get distractible. Mostly when I'm talking, I'm better at listening. Getting better and better all the time. I don't understand the pressure to be perfect in this society, given the fact that all the teachings say that we're not supposed to be perfect. I understand, like, wanting our endeavors to work. I understand, like, wanting to have a podcast to earn its living after having it for 6 years. You know, I understand all of that. But I hope for all of us that we can support each other in letting go of perfectionism, because I think that's getting in the way of a lot of people's sex lives and connection. I'm finally understanding the places where I've been accidentally stepping on people's shame triggers just by existing, just by being curious, just by, like, assuming that they are excited to share these parts of themselves in a safe container. It has nothing to do with me, right? Like, the self-judgment, the fear that comes around being in this physical body that is by definition imperfect just because we exist and nothing is perfect, but also by definition we exist, therefore we are perfect. But, like, maybe we could just do away with the notion of perfection and maybe focus more on what we are exploring, how we're growing. And I love learning from each other. I love it so much. My best friends are my growth partners and my co-creators, right? So I really, really just want to support all of you in whatever that looks like. And I would love to hear any of your other thoughts. If you have questions, if you have comments, if you have noodles, I love noodle friends. Those are my growth partners. And I love hearing from you guys.
I got married the same month I graduated college to someone that I've been dating since high school. Before that, I had one boyfriend. So when people talk about dating, it feels a little bit like an alien. I've never experienced online dating or using any of the apps. And it seems like it's incredibly stressful for most of my friends.
It is.
But I like to think that my spouse and I still go on dates.
Yeah.
It's funny, neither one of us can remember what our first date was, but I can remember plenty of dates since then, before and after we got married. They're an excuse for us to concentrate on us as people, as a couple, rather than doing regular mundane tasks. Recently, while on a business trip, we had some spare time and we walked for an hour to get to a restaurant. Normally, I wouldn't take that time. We would drive to wherever we're going because we both have a lot of things to do. But when it's framed as a date, I feel like I have permission to spend time in that moment on things that aren't useful, because that's the point of a date. I hope people can use dating to not just meet people, but do fun things that don't have anything to do with work or goal setting. I really love dating the same person again and again.
Okay, first of all, I think this voice memo is a really good example of romantic, which I was studying in February. That's a beautiful share. Thank you, Em, for sharing all of that with us. I do personally think that work dates are great. Of course, I understand not everyone has a work kink. And I love the idea of permission to spend time on things that, well, you said that aren't useful, but maybe it's looking at use in a different way, right? Like, it is useful to have dalliance, dilly-dally time, some herkle-derkling in the morning to allow ourselves to create connection, right? It's downtime. People are like, don't you want to have a partner? You're single. Are you worried about it? And I'm like, well, I get a lot of attention in a lot of different ways. However, yes, I would be interested in investing more deeply into a relationship. However, I have to find someone that I want to spend that amount of time with. And so I think, like, yes, you're right. It is a great way to meet people, but not just to meet people. And lately I have been using my, I guess, date time. I've been setting it aside. Yeah, actually, that's a good point. I think of it like as like client dates. That's a different category from personal dates, but I love having time set aside where I can just focus on something that is so mutually juicy that builds a connection. For me, it does always achieve the goal, right? Even if the goal is to enjoy a food, to enjoy a whatever, like that to me is still, is it a goal of enjoyment? I guess it's like you said, allowing the enjoyment of things that are kind of outside the scope of my normal day-to-day, since I live in this world that encourages a certain type of productivity, and that is the norm. And so I love the idea that a date is permission to just drop in deep and do something we wouldn't necessarily normally do, like walking for an hour to get somewhere. That is also one of my favorite ways to explore a new city. When I was in Portland recently, you know, my friend was like, oh, we'll drive to this spot. And, you know, she had to go to work. And I was like, Well, wait a second. This downtown is very small. And I walk everywhere in downtown LA, right? I'm like, yes, it's a 30-minute walk, but I'm getting exercise and walking is so good. That bilateral movement for our body is so good. And now I have a dragon tail and I just want to let it thump against my calves as I walk, but I don't know if I want, what if someone pulls my tail when I'm out? Anyway, I love walking places because it also feels good to move my human body. But when I'm walking with someone, I mean, it's a beautiful opportunity to hold hands. I love that. I love that. Thank you for sharing. I would love to hear how other people enjoy dating, what you enjoy doing for dates. I really do want to know what a dream date you'd like to be asked on is. And I know that's not always specific, but it doesn't have to be the thing. It can be a feeling, right? That time out of time feeling of deep focus. I think that's why I like working and playing so deeply, but setting the time aside to do it. Okay, next.
Here's some thoughts inspired by listening to X Stories on YouTube.
I love that. Inspired X
Regarding
Stories
personal
thoughts.
pleasure, here's my life learned Lingam lesson. It's better to tickle the pickle than to beat the meat. In the long haul, a light touch yields better mileage.
I love it. I love it. I will say, I have heard and had some direct experience from penis owners who, as you say, get in the habit of beating the meat. That then, once they are in partnered situations with pussy owners or even sometimes other asshole owners, they're used to this certain level of stimulation. So, may we all tickle our pickles or find pickles to tickle, should that so please us. And I'm always a big fan of gentle touches and teasing. Although, I mean, I would say there's also, it's not one or the other, right? It's all about habituation and adjusting. And for me, variety. I am a novelty seeker. Lovers, I love getting voice memos from you. Remember, if you want to share one, go to wiley.com/share. And now, a few lovely listener reviews. Listening to it all, I'm working my way through all your episodes. Your point of view is exciting and so accepting. Thank you. You're welcome. Thank you. I love this show so much and share Wyo's curiosity. Biology, bodies, and sex absolutely fascinate me. I want to know everything. Oof, I can relate to that. Investigative reporting. Oh, I never thought about myself that way. Is that a role play? Maybe. Wyo does a great job of asking questions and digging a bit deeper. Great voice for the topic. Ooh. And now, I would love to hear your dating stories. If you would like to take 5 minutes to record a voice memo at wiley.com/share, see these questions with your eyeballs, or look at all the other lists of questions I have. Here we go. But these are the dating ones. I would love to know, what has your experience with dating been like overall? What is your dating life like right now? What is the purpose of dating in your life? I know some people who just date to fuck. They never go out into the world with their partner. I know some people who just date to go out into the world with people. Totally opposite. And then I know a lot of people who are like dating to see, maybe kinda, or people who are like dating to add to their polycule, dating because their partner doesn't want to do this thing, but they want to do this thing. They're open. Dating because they're curious. Dating because they like to date. Dating because they get to know each other. Dating because they want to find their one true love or master or dominant or whatever or submissive, etc. I would love to know what the purpose of dating in your life is. I'm figuring out what mine's about to be if I want to even do dating. How has your experience with dating changed over the years? Or if you are already married, partnered, and not open, I always love to hear like the shame-o coaster, the dating-o coaster in your life. What have you learned through your experience of dating, either about yourself or other people or society at large? What is your favorite thing about going on dates? I love first dates. I love them, especially when I'm on a first date with someone who has offered me an irresistible invitation and I just get to show up and I'm along for the ride and I feel excited that I'm with someone who is like a true co-creator that's like down to be there with me. Because I think a lot of my early dating experience before I got a little wiser, I was like saying yes to people that were like, okay, so you're my free tour guide, right? You're my entertainment for the evening. Okay. And now I'm going to try to fuck you. Okay. Like that collaboration element and mutual enthusiasm and curiosity really is what I look for. What's the hardest part about dating? Oh, I would love to hear your answer. I'll tell you mine if you, well, I'll give you a sneak. No, I want to hear yours first. And then I'll tell you mine if I get some answers. What's your favorite way to meet people? How do you love to meet people? I bet you can guess my answer, right? I love meeting people in person. It's so much preferable for me than meeting someone online. What's the best date invitation you've ever received? How do you like to initiate dates? What's the best date you've ever been on? What's the worst date you've ever been on? If you're sharing a worst date, if you're sharing a terrible, I do always like to finish a terrible with a positive, you know, some sort of catharsis. What is a dream date you would love to go on? When and how do you talk about sex with your dates? When do you wait to have sex if you do? If you have specific kinks or fetishes, when do you bring those up? If you could go back in time and give younger you some dating advice, what age or ages would you pick and what would you say? I really, 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 really love getting voice memos that I can share. So if you want to answer these or any of my other curious questions in a 5-minute voice memo, you can make my day by visiting yolee.com/share. Lovers, I love you for listening. Let me know how your March was. And happy fucking April. Lovely humans, thank you for listening. If you appreciate the work that I put into this podcast, I would love it if you took the time to leave us 5 stars and a nice review wherever you get your podcast, especially Spotify, since last year's troll attack on our ratings is still affecting our ability to be found via search. I do love getting to know you and hearing your stories and meeting you lovely humans in real life. And remember, if you want to collaborate, apply to be a guest or leave us a single story voice memo via xstoriespodcast.com or sexstoriespodcast.com. Sex stories are always going to be my favorite, but now I also have question lists for love, friendship, dating, relationships, marriage, divorce, secrets, and so much more so that we can learn about connection through each other's experiences. I fucking love getting your emails and voice memos and receiving thoughtful noodle messages. It truly is hearing from you that fuels this work for me. And if you want to go deeper with me, get to know me, and support this podcast in meaningful, concrete ways, find me on Patreon, OnlyFans, FetLife, Venmo, Cash App, and all social media platforms at YOLee, or work with me privately for photo and video shoots, relationship support, creative breakthrough sessions, and retreats. YOLee.com/links is where you can find the list of all the ways to play with me, and the link is in the description below. Thank you for joining me to spread ripples of love, to co-create a world where taking care of each other is the norm. Thank you for spoiling and inspiring me with your stories and your support. Please take care of yourselves, take care of each other, and remember to share stories in the name of lovely human connection.